Welcome to the NewsHour. President Trump said today there's been progress in the U.S.-backed effort to end the war in Ukraine. He said an initial plan has been, as he put it, fine-tuned, and that only a few points of disagreement remain.
European officials tell the NewsHour that the most contentious issues that remain include whether Ukraine would give up territory to Russia. Trump says he's dispatching two envoys to build on recent talks in Geneva. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will meet with Vladimir Putin in Moscow, and Secretary of the Army Dan Driscoll will confer with the Ukrainians after meeting with Russian officials in Abu Dhabi today. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky was hoping for a direct meeting with President Trump. In his nightly address, he said there has been some progress made on the U.S. peace proposal.
The principles in this document can be developed into deeper agreements, and it is in our shared interest that security is real. I count on continued active cooperation with the American side and President Trump. Much depends on the United States, because it's America's strength that Russia takes most seriously.
As today's talks unfolded, Russia launched a massive drone and missile strike on Ukraine, killing at least seven people in the capital of Kyiv. Ukraine responded with drone strikes of its own on Russia. Israel, meanwhile, says it received another set of human remains today, but it's unclear if they belong to one of the three remaining deceased hostages in Gaza. The handover from Hamas to the Red Cross is just the latest under the fragile ceasefire that took effect last month. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the remains will be taken for forensic testing to be identified. Meanwhile, in Gaza, heavy winter rains have turned roads into rivers. Tent encampments now sit on swamps of mud and sewage water. Palestinians blame their miserable conditions on both Israel and Hamas.
All the tents are destroyed. Our tents are made of fabric. Where is Hamas? Where are the people to see this rain and how our children are drowning? There's nothing for us to wear, no clothes to put on. They need to find a solution for us.
Aid agencies say they're worried the rainy winter months will only worsen the humanitarian situation on the ground, with supplies already running short. The UN says close to 2 million Palestinians in Gaza have been displaced from their homes, with most living in tents or shelters. Nigeria's president says the remaining 24 schoolgirls who were abducted from a school last week have been rescued. A total of 25 girls were taken by armed assailants in northwestern Kebbi State, though one escaped the same day. No details were provided on how the other 24 were saved. It comes amid a number of other such attacks in Nigeria, including a raid on Friday in which more than 300 students and staff were taken from a Catholic school in north-central Niger State. 50 students managed to escape, though the rest remain in captivity. In France, authorities have arrested four more people in connection with the jewel heist at the Louvre Museum in Paris. Officials say two men and two women from the Paris region have been detained for questioning over last month's robbery at the world's most visited museum. Prosecutors did not say what role they may have played in the theft. Four other suspects have already been detained and face preliminary charges. The stolen jewelry is valued at more than $100 million and has not yet been recovered. The FBI is requesting interviews with a number of Democratic lawmakers who appeared in a video telling U.S. troops to defy unlawful orders. It signals a possible second investigation stemming from the video. And it comes a day after the Pentagon said it's reviewing Arizona Senator Mark Kelly for potential violations of military law. In a statement, four of the lawmakers involved said that, quote, President Trump is using the FBI as a tool to intimidate and harass members of Congress. Those featured in the video have all served in either the military or intelligence community. The mayor of the nation's capital said today she will not seek re-election next November.
But today, with a grateful heart, I am announcing that I will not seek a fourth term.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser made the announcement in a video posted to social media. The longtime Democratic mayor has found herself in a tight spot in recent months after President Trump ordered a federal crackdown on the Capitol to fight crime. She's had to balance demands from the White House with concerns among residents that she hasn't pushed back hard enough on the president's actions. Republican Senator Jim Justice and his wife have agreed to pay nearly $5.2 million in overdue taxes. The settlement was disclosed just hours after the Justice Department sued the couple, alleging they, quote, have neglected or refused to make full payment for taxes dating back to 2009. Once dubbed the only billionaire in West Virginia, Justice has seen his net worth dwindle to, as Forbes magazine put it, less than zero. The former two-term governor owns dozens of businesses, but has faced a series of challenges in recent years over debts and unpaid bills. In Texas, parts of the Houston area are clearing up from a tornado that swept through yesterday, damaging dozens of homes. A fire engine's camera captured the moment the firefighters had to take shelter in a resident's garage. The storm damaged more than 100 homes, with roofs blown off, trees uprooted, and debris scattered across yards and roads. No one was reported injured. The weather system hitting the South also delayed hundreds of flights today, just as Thanksgiving holiday travel is ramping up. On Wall Street today, stocks climbed sharply higher amid hopes for a coming interest rate cut. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped more than 600 points on the day. The Nasdaq added around 150 points. The S&P 500 also ended firmly in positive territory. At the White House today, President Trump took part in a Thanksgiving tradition and a bit of political point scoring ahead of Thursday's holiday. The president officially pardoned a 50-pound turkey named Gobble in the Rose Garden this afternoon. The modern-day version of the event goes back to 1989 and then-President George H.W. Bush. In his remarks, President Trump joked about sending the turkeys to a prison in El Salvador and claimed that Thanksgiving meal prices are falling despite some evidence to the contrary. Another turkey, Waddle, was notably absent from the ceremony. And the oldest resident of the San Diego Zoo has died. Grandma, the Galapagos tortoise, was believed to be 141 years old. She was born in the wild and came to San Diego around 1930 from the Bronx Zoo. Grandma lived through two world wars, 20 U.S. presidents, and generations of visitors. Her caretaker said she was the queen of the zoo, with a sweet personality and a love of romaine lettuce and cactus fruit. Galapagos tortoises can live for over a century in the wild and nearly double that in captivity. Grandma will surely be missed. Still to come on the NewsHour, how artificial intelligence is reshaping the college experience. A new investigation reveals a key component of American car batteries is poisoning communities in Africa. And an upcoming documentary spotlights the civilian toll of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.